South Carolina, a bad mama jamma from down in Alabama. She's a raging Cajun lunatic from Brunswick, juicy Georgia peach with a thick southern drawl, sexy swinging wall, brother, she's all country. From a cowboy boots to her down home roots, she's country. From the song she plays to the prayer she prays, that's the way she was born and raised. She ain't afraid to stay country. Brother, she's country. Hell raising sugar when the sun goes down. Mama taught her how to rip up the town. Honey tripping honey from the holler in Kentucky. Get you flipping kind of trippy like a Mississippi hippie. She's a Kansas princess, crazy mother trucker, undercover lover, thick southern drawl, sexy swinging wall. Brother, she's all country. From a cowboy boots to her down home roots, she's country. Song she plays to the prayer she prays, that's the way she was born and raised. She ain't afraid to stay country. Nothing but country.
Oh, show them how country girl does it one time now.
Country 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A jury of 7 men and 5 women now deliberating evidence in the hush money criminal trial. Donald Trump charged with 34 counts of falsifying business records related to campaign finance law and payments made to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. ABC's John Santucci has more.
Judge Juan Merchan has said they're going to sit for the day, normal time. So, you know, if we get to 4:30, it means if they don't have a verdict, we'll be back again tomorrow doing this for the next several days. We know this is a jury that will not sit on the weekends. They could say to the judge, look, we think we're close. We'd like to stay a little later tonight. So a lot of that is going to need to be watched for.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Moldova holding meetings. That country neighbors Ukraine. The U.S. pledging $135 million in aid to counter Russian disinformation and for energy security. And Nissan has issued a do not drive warning for 84,000 of its older models due to recalled airbags and the risk of them exploding. This is ABC News. 1 year after the Ocean Gate submersible implosion, another group of billionaires say they have their own plans to set sail for the Titanic. ABC's Lionel Moise has more.
Billionaire Larry Connor and Patrick Leahy, the founder of Triton Submarines, plan to make a new voyage in a $20 million vessel. Connor reached out to Leahy just days after the Titan implosion, telling the Wall Street Journal, I want to show people worldwide that while the ocean is extremely powerful, it can be wonderful and enjoyable and really kind of life-changing if you go about it the right way.
Harvey Weinstein expected back in a New York courtroom today to discuss his upcoming retrial. Weinstein had been previously sentenced on rape charges, but his 2020 conviction was thrown out by New York's highest court last month. That case case expected to begin sometime after Labor Day. And in Iceland, a volcano near the town of Grindavik awakens for the fifth time since December. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhang's optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Medicare loses $60 billion annually to fraud. June 3rd through the 9th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. Learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A high pressure is sitting over the state today and tomorrow, bringing us abundant sunshine with calmer winds. And highs today will flirt with 70, rising just a touch warmer tomorrow too. The sunshine stays with us until the weekend. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 64.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. An Independence Day staple in Milwaukee won't be happening this year. Ted Allen has more.
The Milwaukee County Parks Department announced Friday the annual July 3rd fireworks along Lake Michigan would be canceled due to a lack of sponsorship. The absence of this year's show means the future of the event is up in the air as well. The president and CEO of the Milwaukee County War Memorial, Dan Buttery, tells Fox 6 Milwaukee, the cancellation will affect his lakefront facility in a big way.
It's going to impact us by about $50,000. It's going to hurt financially as a nonprofit.
Buttery says the show is the War Memorial's biggest annual fundraiser through table rentals, parking, and its beer garden.
Researchers from the Wisconsin Historical Society have found several more dugout canoes at a site in Lake Mendota where two were found last year. One of those canoes could be as many as 4,500 years old. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Wisconsin DNR is reminding you to be careful with outdoor burning this spring. Here's Catherine Cooley.
Fire season in Wisconsin is in the spring, so that is the normal. We are about 2 weeks ahead of schedule. Greenup is progressing nicely. You know, at this point in the game, it's kind of a day-by-day situation. We want folks to be aware of the current fire danger, so know what that fire danger is before you decide to light any fires. Debris burning is the number one cause of fires in Wisconsin, so obtain proper burning permits. Follow the rules on that burn permit. You know, a lot of folks get a burn permit, then don't read it, so make sure you follow the rules on that permit. And then obviously make sure those fires are completely out. A lot of times people will think the fire is out, pour a little water on it and walk away. So it's really important to make sure that folks put a lot of water, stir, drown, make sure those embers are good and cold. And this also, you know, includes campfires as well. So even though you have it in a campfire ring on dry, windy days, those embers and sparks can escape and quickly cause a fire.
This message from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Annabis Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealer, Durand. The Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. And Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. One person was injured in a two-vehicle accident in Maiden Rock Township Saturday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 19-year-old Lewis Galesbrook of Cottage Grove, Minnesota, was traveling southbound on Highway 35 when he and other vehicles in front of him were stopped to allow a car to turn. He was rear-ended by a southbound motorcycle driven by 76-year-old Bruce John Clayenhammer of St. Paul. Clayenhammer was taken to Red Wing Hospital. Glazebrook and a passenger were uninjured. Parents needing swimming lessons for their children can now take them to lessons in Ellsworth. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the Pepin County Health Department has offered to pay for bus transportation to and from Ellsworth for the lessons.
The county, through the health department, had some ARPA money that they hadn't spent that needs to use for specific things, of course. So what they're going to do is that they would provide the transportation over to Ellsworth for the swimming lessons. And the cooperation is that the county would be paying the bus company to transport the kids over there. The swim club has agreed to chaperone. And the cities, what we're going to do is we're going to register the kids.
The cost of the swimming lessons is $30. For more information, contact Durand City Hall. The man who police say pointed a gun at an Eau Claire police officer Friday was released from jail yesterday. Thomas Burback was in court yesterday. He was possibly shot by an officer Friday after police responded to Burback's house for a drunken domestic violence situation. The officer fired a shot at Burback after she said she saw him point a gun at her. Burback was taken to the hospital, but Eau Claire police have never said if he was actually shot. A judge yesterday gave Burback a $5,000 signature bond and told him to return to court for the case in July. The blue emergency phones at UW-Eau Claire are going away. The school this week said they are removing the iconic blue telephone poles and phones that allowed students to call police. UW-Eau Claire police says no one really uses them. Officers say they've seen only three legitimate emergency calls from the phone since 2015. Instead, officers say students use their cell phones. UW-Eau Claire's Brian Dollinger says cell phones are faster and more reliable. The university says crews will remove the blue phones over the summer. Wisconsin is looking to private money managers to help jumpstart entrepreneurs and startups in the state. Governor Evers is announcing a plan to dedicate $100 million to the new Wisconsin Investment Fund. The idea is to allow private sector money managers to handle the money and find a way to use it to benefit new companies and new projects here in the state. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built. Built on service.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chen Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chenfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
The city of Mondovi will allow golf carts on city streets. At last night's council meeting, the council passed an ordinance similar to Durand's ordinance that would allow the use of golf carts on city streets. The owner must have a permit from the city, a driver's license, and proof of insurance. There will be a $10 yearly fee for the permit from the city. A reminder that golf carts will only be allowed on city streets and not Highway 10 or 37. The Chippewa County Sheriff's Department is reminding motorists to slow down and move over after a deputy was nearly struck while at the scene of an accident. The deputy was responding to the accident on Highway 29 in the town of Lafayette recently when a vehicle in the left lane swerves to the right to avoid hitting a slowing car in front of it. Body cam footage shows the deputy nearly being struck by the vehicle. The department is asking motorists to slow down and pay attention when emergency vehicles are on the side of the road. Eau Claire says city crews have cleaned up the raw sewage from the bike path along Blazing Star Boulevard. The sewage came from a backup at the Eau Claire River lift station. The city says 500 gallons of sewage seeped out onto the trail Monday. Crews spent the day yesterday power washing the area and shoveling gravel away. Eau Claire says the pipe that backed up has been replaced. Wisconsin's latest drug take-back day took back a lot of drugs. The State Department of Justice yesterday said this month's take-back day netted over 55,000 pounds of unwanted prescription medicine. That's the most ever in any state in the United States. Wisconsin Attorney General says taking that much unwanted medication off the streets simply makes the state a safer place. Since Drug Take Back Day began in 2010, Wisconsin has taken back more than 1 million pounds of medication. That puts Wisconsin third in the nation behind only Texas and California. Wisconsin's next Drug Take Back Day is scheduled for October. The Minnesota Historical Society has decided to return a historic artifact to the Prairie Island Indian community. The organization announced yesterday that it intends to return the Mankato hanging rope to the community. The rope was reportedly used during the hanging of more than three dozen Native Americans following the end of the U.S.-Dakota War of 1862. The Historical Society will file a notice of their intent to return the rope and give it back to the tribe next month, if there are no other claims. You're listening to WRDN News.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
The Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs is looking for Vietnam veterans who would be willing to be interviewed for an upcoming event. The agency is holding the event next month for the 50th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War. Veterans and family members would share their stories on video to be preserved and archived. The three-day event will be held at Mall of America beginning June 13th. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A high pressure is sitting over the state today and tomorrow, bringing us abundant sunshine with calmer winds. And highs today will flirt with 70, rising just a touch warmer tomorrow too. The sunshine stays with us until the weekend. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 64.
At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, summer is our season. And we're kicking it off with a free 12-ounce Island Punch smoothie for National Flip-Flop Day. Grab your flip-flops and head to your local cafe on May 29th from 2 to 7 p.m. Terms and conditions apply.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave in the morning lifts your confidence. That rich, creamy lather will catapult you to greatness. Nothing can stop you today. Well, except that traffic jam. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
The Cubs scored five runs in the top of the 10th inning to take down the Brewers 6-3 on Tuesday night at AmFam Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Michael Busch homered and drove in two for Chicago. Cody Bellinger took a homer away from Willie Adames, while Ben Brown tossed seven innings of no-hit ball with 10 strikeouts. Brown certainly appreciative of Bellinger's effort.
You know, I can't say enough about the belly. I mean, that's a humble pie for sure, because I know that I was one pitch away from not having such an extravagant night. So what Belly did was just incredible, and that's a testament to our team and how hard they worked.
Cubs manager Craig Counsell said Brown gets better with every time out.
You know, he took that first outing and just wiped it away, and it's just been so, so good since. And the confidence that he shows, you know, I think he's a learner. He's adapted to whatever he's had to do. And we're getting a really good pitcher.
Brewers lost closer Trevor McGill when he took a line drive off of his pitching elbow.
It's not fractured. He got drilled pretty hard. He's going to be good and sore for a while.
That's manager Pat Murphy. Game three of that four-game set is tonight in Milwaukee. The Brewers still haven't scored off of Cubs starting pitching in five games this season. That's no runs in 32 and a third innings this season against Chicago starters. The Brewers have had just 22 base runners, 12 hits, and 10 walks in those games. Milwaukee gets its first look at Shota Imanaga tonight in nine starts this season. He has a 0.84 ERA. In the Midwest League, Wisconsin beat Fort Wayne 4-3. Beloit and Dayton were rained out. Minnesota Timberwolves avoided elimination with a 105-100 victory over the Dallas Mavericks. Game four of the Western Conference Finals. Anthony Edwards had 29 to lead the way. In the NHL, the Eastern Conference Final now tied at two games apiece after the Panthers beat the Rangers 3-2 in overtime. Sam Reinhart scored on the power play just over a minute into OT to give the Panthers the victory. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, summer is our season. And we're kicking it off with a free 12-ounce Island Punch smoothie for National Flip-Flop Day. Grab your flip-flops and head to your local cafe on May 29th from 2 to 7 p.m. Terms and conditions apply.
Lainey Wilson, now streaming on Hulu, the story you haven't heard.
I experienced a lot of heartache.
I'm a tough woman, but it's not easy.
Lainey Wilson.
It's taken me a really long time to even get to this moment.
And the CMA Award for
Entertainer of the Year
goes to
Lainey Wilson.
Hey y'all, it's Lainey. I cannot wait for you to see my special streaming on Hulu. This has been a wild ride, and you'll get to ride alongside me on this journey.
Lainey Wilson, wow. Bell Bottom Country, now streaming only on Hulu.
Now at O'Reilly, get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for $9 and receive two times O Rewards points in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
SHR to close and Cup teams look to Gateway. I'm Kyle Rickey. Those stories next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strumming, Aaron Everham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Networks and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
Team owners Stuart Haas Racing and Gene Haas have announced that they will close Stuart Haas Racing, the four-car Cup operation, at the end of this season. The team has been competing in the Cup Series since 2009, first as a two-car team before expanding to four by 2016. The team has 69 wins, with the most recent by Kevin Harvick in 2022. And 36 teams are entered for this Sunday's Enjoy Illinois 300 at Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway, including former ARCA West champion Derek Krause, who will drive for Colleague Racing in the team's number 16 car. The Wisconsin native has made four prior Cup Series starts, all coming this season, and all with Colleague Racing. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
It feels good to take a cool dip in the pond on a hot day. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Paying attention to water quality conditions will help you avoid health risks as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
As a teenager, my parents' best friends had a farm pond, and during the summer, our two families spent a lot of time together fishing and swimming. I stayed away from algae because I thought it was gross, but otherwise never thought about any health risks from the water. Bob Rose is a retired extension water quality specialist at the University of Missouri. He says pond water always has waterborne pathogens, and most of them aren't harmful. It's generally not necessary to test for bacteria unless certain conditions would warrant it. A source water survey can tell you a lot about the quality.
Looking at where the water is coming from, what it flows over before it gets into the pond, that's really about the best thing you can do. If the water runs through a feedlot and gets into the pond, then the chances are very good you'll have exceptionally high levels of bacteria, and you may want to check it. But most of the time, we know that you're going to be above what we would classify as a safe limit for a public beach for swimming.
Geese that call your pond home can add a lot of bacteria in the water. However, Bro says the sun will eventually kill much of the bacteria, so it doesn't stay suspended in the water for an extended period of time. Do a visual inspection of the surface. If you see green or brown scum, an oily sheen, or floating dead fish, it's not a good idea to jump in. Most algae blooms aren't harmful to humans, but it's unpleasant to swim in. Bro says common sense is your best defense.
Can you get in water that's stagnant or water that's got algae in it? Yes, you can. But make sure that you don't drink that water. You don't swallow it. Make sure that you don't get in the water if you have an open wound or something. That could easily get infected.
Learn more about farm pond water quality at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, summer is our season. And we're kicking it off with a free 12-ounce Island Punch smoothie for National Flip-Flop Day. Grab your flip-flops and head to your local cafe on May 29th from 2 to 7 p.m. Terms and conditions apply.
When life spells heartburn, how do you spell relief? R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
What about when life spells spicy wings?
It's still R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Rolaids, powerful heartburn relief.
use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Lainey Wilson, now streaming on Hulu. The story you haven't heard.
I experienced a lot of heartache.
I'm a tough woman, but it's not easy.
Lainey Wilson.
It's taken me a really long time to even get to this moment.
And the CMA Award for
Entertainer of the Year
goes to
Lainey Wilson.
Hey y'all, it's Lainey. I cannot wait for you to see my special streaming on Hulu. This has been a wild ride, and you'll get to ride alongside me on this journey.
Lainey Wilson, wow. Bell Bottom Country, now streaming only on Hulu.
65 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, milk markets are higher. June up a cent to 1948, July up 22 to 1984, August up 17 to 1981, September milk up 16 at 1974. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets today, they are mostly steady today. Barrels at 198, 40-pound blocks at 186 and a quarter, no trades. Cash butter steady at 3 1/4 with no trades. Grade-A non-fat dry milk steady at 117, no trades. Dry whey also steady at 39 3/4 and no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets are moving mostly lower as the market waits for something positive to develop. Yes, box beef demand is mixed. There's expectation the cash cattle sales will trade at least steady again this week, if not a bit higher. But traders haven't come by the support that they're longing for, and the trade has pretty much given back all of the gains from yesterday. The hog markets are slightly higher. Traders noted that pork cutout values closed slightly higher yesterday afternoon, but they're not willing to advance the market any wildly, as they like to see more consistent support before doing so. June live cattle down $1.25 to $183.30. August down $1.65 to $187.10. October down $1.80 to $182.60. August feeder cattle down $3.85 to $260.75. September down $3.32 to $262.37. October down $3.07 to $263.17. June hogs up 37 cents to $94.17. July up 35 cents to $96.87. August up 35 cents to $96.45. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans and wheat all moving mostly lower. There's really little fresh news to drive the trade any higher today. Also, planting progress came in just ahead of the 5-year average. That's also providing some pressure to corn and beans. Wheat markets also moving mostly lower. A lot of consolidation happening in the wheat markets. Weather looks to be wet for the southern plains in the short term, with early harvest to be slowed, but northern areas should get more rain to finish that wheat crop. July corn down 7 to 455 and a half. September and new crop down 6. September at 465 and a half. December at 479 and a quarter. July beans down 15 and a quarter to 1214 and a quarter. August down 14 and a quarter to 1214 and 3/4. New crop down 13 and a half to 1197. July soybean meal also providing pressure to the soybean complex, down 770 to 368.90. But July soybean oil up 32 cents to 45.84. Chicago wheat, July down 10 3/4 to 689.5. September down 10.5 to 710. Minneapolis wheat, July down 9 3/4 to 747 3/4. September down 10 to 756.5. Energy markets today are lower. July crude oil down 60 cents to 79.23. August down 57 cents to 78.78. June and July gas down 4 cents. June at 247. July at 246. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves. So that were number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer owned, community minded, Synergy Co-op.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. As discussion of the farm bill continues in the U.S. Congress, taxpayer groups are concerned about raising farm bill subsidies. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry in harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Multiple free market and taxpayer advocacy organizations held a press conference last week about the upcoming farm bill. They're concerned about proposals to increase farm subsidies in any new farm bill. Josh Sewell, Director of Research and Policy with Taxpayers for Common Sense, says the effort to massively increase reference prices is, quote, reckless.
Unfortunately, the draft farm bill unveiled by House Ag Committee Republicans is apparently not crafted in economic or fiscal reality. The ag sector has experienced an unprecedented run of success. In addition to record-setting net income in 2022, the sector has experienced above-average income almost continuously since adoption of the 2018 Farm Bill, and is projected to continue to do well in the future. As prices and incomes have stayed high, payments in the counter-cyclical Title I programs have, as the programs are designed, fallen short of original projections. But instead of celebrating this economic success, ag special interests are lamenting a reduction in taxpayer cash.
Brian Riley, director of the Free Trade Initiative for the National Taxpayers Union, says using high input costs to justify more taxpayer money isn't legitimate.
I'm going to comment on one thing, and that's the idea that these massive subsidy increases are needed to compensate farmers for increased input prices. This is not a credible assertion. Net farm income remains high and positive. According to the Department of Agriculture, farm assets and net farm equity are expected to reach record levels in 2024 without billions of dollars in new subsidies. If input prices are a concern, the farm bill should address that through measures that would moderate those input prices. There's nothing in the proposed farm bill about rolling back fertilizer tariffs, nothing about reducing tariffs on steel, aluminum, and lumber that increase input prices for farmers.
Last week, the House Agriculture Committee did approve the farm bill and sent it to the full House. The Senate is still working on their version of the farm bill. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnikins. Heavy rain reduced Wisconsin to just 2.5 days suitable for fieldwork for the week ending May 26th, according to USDA. The warmer weather was beneficial to crop development and hay growth. Now, corn planting was at 78% complete. Corn emergence at 48% complete. Soybean planting was 74% complete. Now, soybean emergence at 44%, oat planting 89% complete, and oat emergence at 67%. Winter wheat was 23% headed, potato planting at 94% complete, and first cutting of alfalfa hay was at 18% complete. Wisconsin egg production in April of 2024 was 205 million eggs, down 1% from the previous April, according to USDA's National Ag Statistics Service. The average number of all layers on hand during April was 8.13 million, up 1% from last year. Eggs per 100 layers for April, 2,517, down 2% from a year ago. Researchers at the University of Wisconsin say there is a bird flu risk in drinking raw milk. Scientists at UW-Madison say people who drink raw milk from cows that have the H5N1 virus are at risk because the pasteurization process that killed the virus does not happen with raw milk. Researchers have found that cows can catch the virus, but there's no evidence that regular pasteurized milk can pass the flu along. There are no reports yet of anyone getting the H5N1 virus from raw milk, but researchers say it is possible. Their advice: heat up any raw milk in order to kill that virus. The National Milk Producers Federation says the Food and Drug Administration's approval of Elanco's Bovaer is another important step toward a net zero future. Bovaer and other new technologies that reduce enteric emissions will help U.S. farmers get rewarded for participating in voluntary producer-led sustainability initiative, which is critical for the success of such efforts. National Milk also thanked FDA for its support. Consumers around the world are demanding lower carbon foods, said National Milk President and CEO Greg Dowd. Innovations such as Bovaer will help American dairy farmers remain globally competitive and maintain their role as leaders in more sustainable dairy production. National Milk's also grateful to USDA for supporting dairy farmers as they prepare to use Bovaer on their operations. We're grateful the department awarded more than $90 million to dairy farmer-owned cooperatives and partner organizations for innovative feed management under the Regional Conservation Partnership for fiscal year 2023. The latest cattle on feed report shows the U.S. herd dropped by 1% in April. Cattle and calves on feed for the market in the U.S. for feedlots with a capacity of 1,000 or more head totaled 11.6 million head as of May 1st. That level was 1% below May 1st of last year. Placements in feedlots during April totaled 1.66 million head. That was 6% below 2023. Net placements were at 1.6 million head. Rural southern Minnesota is facing a divide between traditional farmland and renewable energy production. The Kaler family has chosen solar energy on their fifth-generation farm in St. Charles, Minnesota. Novell Energy Solutions has seen significant growth and is now the largest community solar developer in Minnesota. While concerns exist about prime farmland being used for solar projects, the Kalers view solar as a way to secure the future for their family and the next generation. Solar energy, according to the company, will offer a stable income with minimal risk compared to traditional crops. That, again, according to Novell, the family says they see that as a long-term conservation project. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA. That's this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand. Dry conditions are expected today through Thursday afternoon in our ag weather forecast. Now, additional chances for showers and storms, though, do return Thursday evening through Friday morning. with additional on-off chances of precipitation through the weekend. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, high 66 to 71, relative humidities at 42 to 47%, light winds becoming northeast at 5 to 7. We'll see 13 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, lows 45 to 50, relative humidities at 85 to 90%, southeast winds at around 5. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 70 to 75, relative humidities at 41 to 46%, south winds at 8 to 13, again about 12 hours of sunshine. For Friday, becoming cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, high 70 to 75. Saturday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, high 75 to 80. Sunday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85. And for Monday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs once again 80 to 85.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime, but it's July. Getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. This lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning I know there'll be hell to pay. Hey, but that's alright. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Myself in a cab and be back to work before two. At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Alan.
I'd say, pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care. Something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care.
He don't care.
I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right, well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay, well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys, I got it.
All right, well, it's 5 o'clock. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
Don't leave any room for.
never doubt when it comes to you and me. You know all about the way I feel inside. You know how hard I try, but that don't mean that I can't love a little stronger, dig a little deeper, go a little farther, anything to please you, girl. Tonight I'm gonna start all over, show you, girl, what's in my heart. See things differently. I have just begun to show you that you mean everything to me. I still feel the need. Love a little stronger, dig a little deeper, go a little farther, anything to please you, girl. In my heart, ooh, gonna love a little stronger. Love a little stronger, dig a little deeper.
For Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Got your girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend, so you make her laugh all night and then take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. Trying to play it cool, walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool, cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Gassed up truck sitting in the driveway. In the back there's a black and a pink suitcase. She can't stop saying she's freaking out. You say, baby, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Then you hold her hand, kiss her one time, throw it in drive, and take her home. They fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. You're trying to play it cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool, cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Take her home. Sometimes God draws life like a dream, Thanks, you a 7-pound, 5-ounce sin in a car seat creeping down the interstate. Two young lovers that are scared to death, but still can't wait to take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Take her home.
She rolled in my little sandy town. Spent the summer there, a couple houses down. Well, there was magic in the air when she caught my eye. We shared 3 short months and one long goodbye. She was the one that got away, the one that wrecked my. She was the one that got away. Yeah, the one that got away. Well, she kissed my lips down on Ocean Drive. She set my world on fire on the 4th of July. We wrote our names in the sand under the stars. She was the one that got away, yeah. Now every summer rolls around, I'm looking over my shoulder, wishing I could see her face, wishing I could hold her. She was the one that got away. Spent the summer there, a couple houses down.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Yeah, my taste in music and women drove my folks hag wild. Mom and Dad had a plan for me. It was debutantes and the symphonies. But I like my music hot, like my women wild. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed.
again. Too much rouge gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. You should have seen the looks on the faces of my dad and mom when I showed up at the door with a date for the senior prom. They said, well, pardon us, son, she ain't no kid. That's a cocktail waitress in a Dolly Parton wig. I said, I know it, Dad, ain't she cool? That's the kind I did. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and a too much rouge gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. I like the sweet, I like them with a heart of gold. Yeah,